Well, today in Russia, President Vladimir Putin delivered his annual speech to the parliament, and in it, a warning of hard times ahead. He accused Western governments of seeking to raise a new Iron Curtain around the country, and he said sanctions being imposed by the U.S. and other countries are hurting the Russian economy. Putin is saying here that even if nothing was happening in Ukraine, the West would have found another reason to restrain his country. The BBC's Sarah Rainsford joins us from Moscow with more. And Sarah, how would you characterize the speech?
Well, this was President Putin setting out his vision of where Russia is now and where he sees it going for the next year. And there was an awful lot of attention focused on this speech. A lot of the newspapers here were talking about the huge expectations on Mr. Putin, because, of course, this is a country which is heading into serious economic difficulties, partly because of sanctions, but partly because of the falling oil price. So people were looking out for this speech, and the focus was expected to be primarily on the economy. But it was interesting that Mr. Putin chose to start very much with a reiteration, I think, of his hardline position on relations with the West and also on the crisis in Ukraine. So he talked about the annexation of Crimea. He said that was absolutely legitimate, that it was an expression of the will of the people of Crimea to join Russia. And he talked about what happened in Kiev a year ago. He talked about what Russia sees as an illegal coup there, and said that what's happened in the east of Ukraine since then has simply proved Russia right. So a strong line on foreign policy, continuing his previous statements, and certainly no softening of his stance, which one might have expected or might have thought he might consider, at least, given that his strong line has led to the imposition of sanctions by both America and the EU.
And you say that he points to both sanctions and falling oil prices as reasons that hard times will be coming. But it looks from what I've been reading of this speech that he really is focusing more on the sanctions, as if to say the West is responsible for the tough economy in Russia.
Well, he certainly wasn't taking any of the responsibility himself, that's for sure. He didn't name any numbers either, which is also interesting, because the statistics at the moment are really pretty rotten. The ruble has collapsed by 40% since the start of the year. The oil price has gone down by pretty much the same amount. And Russia, of course, is heavily dependent on its exports of oil, so the money from that. Also, we're looking at inflation heading into 10% next year. So people are starting to feel the pinch, not just from sanctions, but particularly from the oil price and the implications that has for the currency here. Things are starting to get difficult. Mr. Putin has been a president who's overseen a period of unprecedented economic growth in Russia, and now that's starting to turn around. And it is certainly partly because of sanctions. And I think it's very useful at a difficult time for President Putin to point to an external enemy, if you like, in the form of the West and those sanctions, and put the blame outside Russia.
Does he still have the popularity that he has had?
He does. The kind of opinion poll ratings that any Western politician would be extremely envious of. And I don't think there's any doubt that they're at least very close to reality. Opinion polls show him polling over 70%, sometimes over 80% in popularity ratings. And certainly when you speak to people on the street, he is extremely popular. But he's not infallible. And I think he knows very well that unless he can start to turn the economy around, or at least deflect any responsibility for the state of the economy, then that opinion poll rating will start to fall. I mean, it hasn't always been that high. It was particularly high after the annexation of Crimea. So, he knows that things can change. And I think this speech was very much about trying to boost patriotic feeling in Russia, to tell Russians that they could unite and remain strong, that there's an awful lot of human resources here, he said, and also natural resources, and that if Russia pulled together, then it could get out of this difficult situation.
So that's the message to the people that he's talking to in the domestic audience. What about outside Russia? What was he saying to the rest of the world in this speech?
I think he was saying hands off. It's a message that he's given many, many times. And it was particularly, of course, focused around the issue of the crisis in Ukraine. He talked about the USA meddling in other countries' domestic affairs. He talked about how the USA was operating in the wings and interfering. Particularly, he was referring to relations between Russia and Ukraine over Ukraine's decision to move closer to the EU. EU. So he blamed foreign forces for the collapse of relations between Ukraine and Russia. He also said that if the Ukrainian crisis hadn't happened, then the West would have found some other way of containing Russia. So he said sanctions were essentially just the latest in a long line of moves by the West to squeeze Russia. So he said whenever Russia gets strong and gets independent and starts asserting itself on the international stage, then the West will find some way of pulling it back down again.
That's the BBC's Sarah Rainsford in Moscow as President Vladimir Putin has delivered his annual speech to the Russian parliament today. Sarah, thanks for joining us.
Thank you.
And another story we're following today in this country, a lawsuit being filed by a 17-state coalition against the Obama administration over the president's executive actions on immigration. The suit claims the actions, which are supposed to shield millions of people living here illegally from deportation, violate Article 2, Section 3 of the Constitution, which states the president shall take care that the laws be faithfully executed.